A new exhibit at the Fresno Art Museum sheds new light on the history of rural African-American communities in the San Joaquin Valley. It features the work of photographer Ernest Lowe, who from 1960 to 1964 documented life in the communities of Dos Palos and Pixley with fine art black and white photographs. The original exhibition is drawn from Lowe's own negatives and captures the stories of black families who came to the valley during the Second World War only to have their lives upended by the mechanization of agriculture. Joining us now is Joel Pickford, an accomplished photographer in his own right, and who made the prints for this exhibit and worked with the Lowe Archive in these many of these pictures never before seen. Joel, welcome.
Thanks, Joe. Nice to be here.
Before we talk about Ernest Lowe and who he was and why we took the why he took these photographs, tell me a little more about the people in these photographs, in these communities. We hear about the Great Migration, African-American families moving from the South and rural areas to great industrial cities in the North and on the West Coast to work in the war factories. These communities had a different side of that great migration, did they not?
Right. This has been a largely untold story of approximately 40,000 African Americans who did an essentially rural-to-rural migration. They left sharecropping in the Jim Crow South and came to California to work in labor camps. And as you mentioned, they arrived just as mechanization was taking over agriculture. So in rather short... They didn't get the leg up that the white Dust Bowl migrants a decade before them had gotten. And so they were essentially stranded in these labor camps that devolved into unincorporated communities. And at the time Ernest Lowe photographed there, many of these communities didn't even have running water. People were hauling water in barrels and milk cans, using outhouses, and you'll see some of that in the photographs.
So who was Ernest Lowe and why was he here in the valley taking these photos?
Ernest Lowe was working as a radio journalist for KPFA, reporting specifically on migrant labor throughout the state of California, all ethnic groups. And some of his photographs of the Chicano farm workers have been used in PBS documentaries and so on. But he ended up being just about the only person to really document these African American communities in any depth. And when you read histories of the Great Migration, these 40,000 people are virtually left out. You won't find anything about them. But so Ernest Lowe, he was working as a radio journalist, doing interviews and so on. But he had, in high school, he had taken photography, he had been the yearbook photographer, and then when he studied anthropology at UC Berkeley, he had a couple of classes from Dorothea Lange, and she was very encouraging him, and that really inspired him. And so by the time he arrives here doing his radio reporting, he's using a very professional medium format camera with black and white film, a twin lens camera, the same one that Diane Arbus used during the same time period. And he had a wonderful eye and just captured amazing images.
So how did you get connected with him and learn about these photos if they were forgotten to history in to some respect?
Well, this is an amazing series of events. So Mark Arax heard about Ernest Lowe from another photographer, Matt Black. And Mark contacted Ernest Lowe. He had an email address or something. And Ernie sent Mark a PDF with a bunch of kind of rough scans of hundreds of photographs. And Mark immediately shared it with me and with Michael Eisinger, a historian who was working on his PhD thesis about African-American rural communities in the valley at that time. And all of us were just blown away by these photographs. So we arranged a meeting. And in mid-March 2015, Ernie came down, stayed at Mark's house, and the four of us got together, and we visited two of these communities, and it was just an amazing experience. So day one, we went to South Dos Palos. We got up there, and we're sort of driving around, and we're feeling a little lost. We aren't seeing any African-American people anywhere, and a white woman drives by in a car and asks if she can help us, and we said, well, we're looking for the African-American neighborhood. She said, oh, there are no black people living in Dos Palos, and drove off. We turned the corner literally drove one block, and there was an African-American neighborhood. And as we drove down the block, we stopped. We took out prints of Ernie's photographs. Immediately, we began to find the children who were in those photographs, many of them, now in their 60s. And it was just an amazing, amazing experience. The next day, we headed down to Teveston Pixley, which is a sort of dual community on either side of 99 in Tulare County. And at first, it wasn't going so well down there. We went to a couple of churches, and we were showing the photographs, and not many people recognized. And they said, well, why don't you go over to Pixley, to the church there? They're having a special event, a kind of local history event called Old Times Day. So we get there and we just hit the jackpot. After the service was over, we laid the photographs out on the church pews, and we immediately people started to identify people, and we met a wonderful family, the Beavers family, who has Cherokee roots in Oklahoma along with African American roots. And here are the children in these amazing photographs, and they had become these wonderful adults. Many of them, none of them were working in agriculture anymore. They'd all moved up the scale from that. But it was just an amazing experience. And we actually became pretty close to a couple of these families, the Beavers family in Teveston and the Marshall family in South Dos Palos.
What was their reaction when they saw themselves and saw their family members who have now passed on in these photos that no one really knew existed?
Well, they were really amazed. I mean, it was just, there was an atmosphere in that church that day that I can't really describe. It's just everybody was on fire. You know, it was so, and, you know, it was interesting. They were in Ernie had taken a lot of photographs of some of these people, and yet nobody could remember being photographed.
Very interesting. With, you know, just today, earlier in our program, we had a report about farm workers today and the challenges they're facing, and with all the talk about immigration right now. When people see this today in our modern context, what do you think the takeaway could be from this work? Certainly, everyone can go away with their own impressions. That's the beauty of art. But from your perspective, as someone involved in this exhibit, what is it for you?
Well, for me, it's, I think for people here in the Valley, this exhibit really begins to tell the story of the African-American community in the Valley. Like, I grew up knowing African-American people on the west side of Fresno playing music and so on, and I never knew this story. I never knew that that's where most of these people had come, a lot of them from Arkansas and Oklahoma. One time, Bobby Logan and I were driving home from a gig in Visalia, and he told me that there was a big camp out on Whitesbridge Road where the 180 ramp comes down. And I had, you know, I'd known Bobby for a long time, and I never knew anything about that.
So the exhibit opens July 13th mm-hmm. at the Fresno Art Museum. And I understand Mr. Lowe, who is now well into his 80s, is
84,
going to be
yeah.
Well, looking forward to that. Again, that's Friday, July 13th. The photos of Ernest Lowe documenting these communities, African-American communities in Dos Palos and Pixley, with these fine art black and white photographs from the mid-1960s. Joel Pickford, thank you so much for joining us today.
Happy to do it.